Watertown's new mayor, Jeff Smith, hasn't held public office since his term on the city council ended back in 2013. But now that he's back in the executive seat, Smith is wasting no time getting to work. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Among Smith's top priorities is finding ways to run city government in a more efficient manner, such as investing in equipment to fill potholes more quickly and looking at whether it might be more cost-effective to have the city haul its own waste to the landfill rather than paying the county to do it.
Being a government service, you're not always going to necessarily make money like a business, but you're going to provide services as a business would in the most efficient, effective manner.
Despite flirting with the idea on the campaign trail, Smith says he will not move to stop construction of the new $3 million pool the city is building in Thompson Park because construction is too far gone. But he does want to commission a study to better understand how the city's two existing public pools are being used and how much it costs to keep them open.
I would like to move to shut one of them down based on staff recommendation. It costs about $90,000 to $100,000 a year per pool to operate for, at best, 2 months a year. And I would recommend putting in a splash pad for the younger kids and then utilizing our existing city bus service as a transport to one pool with a drop-off and pickup.
Smith's administration will soon have to address the state mandate that Watertown build a second courtroom to properly accommodate the second full-time judge it has had since 2014. It could cost taxpayers more than $3 million. Smith, who is meeting with a state judge on the matter, wants to push back on the mandate.
And looking at the law, it says it will provide adequate facilities. I would argue that our facilities are adequate.
And looking at the long term, Smith says he hopes to accomplish two major goals. One would be to explore the idea of adding an amphitheater in Thompson Park as a way to bring in visitors to the city. The other is to find a way to mitigate the upcoming loss of the hydropower contract with National Grid, which is worth millions of dollars. Smith has formed a committee chaired by former Mayor Joe Butler to find a solution. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.